and I can't have you underfoot." So they sat on the front steps and felt sorry for themselves. They could hear the phone ringing inside, but it wasn't ringing for them. It was ringing for Mama. The sounds of hammering and sawing were coming from Papa's shop. Those sounds were usually music to their ears, but not today. Today they just made brother and sister feel left out. The church fair was a big deal in Beartown. It was held every year, but it had always been pretty much a grown-up thing. Mama and Papa weren't trying to be mean. It was just that the church fair was a big job, and there was so little time. "I have an idea," said brother. "Let's go over to Cousin Fred's." "What for?" said sister. "It'll be the same over there. Fred's mom is busy with the church fair, too. She's in charge of the clothing sale." "At least it's something to do," said brother. "Maybe we can take Snuff for a walk." Fred was their cousin. His house was close by. Snuff was Fred's dog. He liked to go back and forth between the two houses. He was almost as much brother and sister's dog as he was Fred's. Cousin Fred was sitting on his front steps. Snuff was sitting beside him. When Snuff saw brother and sister, he came running. He was glad to see them. He barked. He jumped all over them. He had something in his mouth. It was a leash. "Hello, Fred," said brother. "What's happening?"
"What's happening is the church fair," said Fred. "My mom is in charge of the clothing sale. Everyone has been bringing old clothes here all morning. My house looks like an old clothes store."
"It's the same at our house," said brother. "At our house, it's the bake sale and building tables." "Fred, I think Snuff wants to go for a walk," said sister. "What do you say?"
"I say fine," said Fred. "Where do you want to walk?"
"How about downtown?" said brother.
"Okay with me," said Fred.
He snapped on Snuff's leash. They headed downtown. Chapter 2. Downtown was busy on this Saturday morning. Some people were shopping, some people were doing business, others were just walking around. Fred, brother, and sister walked Snuff along Main Street. They walked past the library. Mrs. Stacks was on the steps.
"Good morning, Cubs," said Mrs. Stacks.
"Good morning, Mrs. Stacks," said the Cubs. "Urf," said Snuff. They walked past the police station. Chief Bruno was coming out.
"Good morning, Cubs," said Chief Bruno.
"Good morning, Chief Bruno," said the Cubs.
"Urf," said Snuff.
Chief Bruno's daughter was Babs Bruno. She was a friend. She had a dog named Butch. They walked past the church. There was a big sign on the gate. It said, "Coming soon. The annual church fair. Time, next Saturday. Place, the churchyard." Minister Jones was standing beside the sign. He was in charge of the church fair.
"Good morning, Cubs," said Minister Jones.
"Good morning, Minister Jones," said the Cubs. "Arf," said Snuff.
"Will you be coming to the fair?"
asked Minister Jones.
"I guess so," said brother. "Our mom is in charge of the bake sale."
"And our dad is making the tables," said sister.
"My mom is in charge of the clothing sale," said Fred.
Minister Jones had a list. He looked at it.
"Yes, that's so," he said. "And Lizzie Bruin's mother is in charge of the attic sale."
Lizzie was another friend. She had a dog named Taffy.
"Will there be anything new?" asked sister.
Minister Jones looked at his list.
"No," he said. "It looks like the same old, same old. The fair will be the same as last year."
"Oh," said brother.
"But I would like some new ideas, something for Cubs," said the minister.
"I'd like that very much. Do you have any ideas?"
"We could think about it," said brother. "What do you say, gang? Should we think about it?"
"I think we should," said Fred.
As they walked along, they thought about it.
"How about an old toy sale?" said Fred.
"I don't know," said brother.
"They're already having three sales."
"Not only that," said sister, "but I love my old toys. I wouldn't give them up."
"Neither would I," said Fred.
"That makes three of us," said brother. All around them, they saw people they knew. Some of them were walking their dogs. They were still thinking of ideas.
"How about if we put on a play?"